Romans chapter 11. I say then, did God repudiate his people? In no way. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God did not repudiate his people whom he already knew. Or don't you know what the scripture says about Elijah, how he conversed with God concerning Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed your prophets. They have overthrown your altars. I alone am left, and they demand my life. But what is the divine answer to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. 1 Kings 19, verses 10, 14, and 18. In the same way, then, at this present time also, there is a remnant, i.e., those who were chosen through grace. But if it is by grace, it is no longer by works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. What then? That which Israel anxiously seeks for, he didn't obtain, but the chosen obtained it, and the rest were hardened. This is according to what is written. God gave them a spirit of slumber, eyes that don't see, and ears that don't hear, until this very day. Isaiah 29. Verses 10 and 13. And David says, Let the religious feast become a snare, a trap, and an obstacle, as a repayment to them. Let their eyes be darkened, so that they don't see, and have their backs constantly bent over in servitude. Psalm 69, verses 22 and 23. I say then, did they stumble, so that they would fall without any chance to return? In no way! But through their error, salvation has come to the Gentiles to provoke them to jealousy. Now if their error resulted in wealth for the world, and their loss in riches for the Gentiles, how much more would their fullness provide? But I speak to you who are Gentiles. To the extent that I am truly a sent one to the Gentiles, I magnify my service, if by any means I may provoke those who are my people to jealousy, and through this may save some of them. For if their rejection results in the reconciling of the world, what will their being received be, if not life from the dead? And if the offering of the first part of the bread dough is holy, so is the rest of the batch. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive branch, were grafted in among them, and became a partaker with them of the root of the fatness of the olive tree, don't exult over the other branches. But if you exult, remember, it is not you who supports the root, but the root which supports you. You might say then, those branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in. Well, they were broken off through their unbelief, and you stand by your faith. Don't be proud, but be reverent. For if God didn't spare the natural branches, it may be that he won't spare you either. See then both the goodness and the severity of God. On one hand, towards those who fell, God shows severity, but on the other hand, toward you, God demonstrates his goodness. If you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off. And they also, if they don't continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut off from that which is by nature a wild olive tree, and were grafted into a good olive tree, contrary to nature, how much more readily will these, which are the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I don't want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brethren, so that you don't become unwise, i.e., that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the complete number of the Gentiles have entered in, and afterwards all Israel will be saved, just as it is written. A deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob, and this will be my covenant to them when I take away their sins. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 20, 21, and chapter 27, verse 9. On the one hand, concerning the good news, they are enemies because of you, but on the other hand, concerning being chosen, they are loved because of the fathers, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For just as in the past you resisted persuasion by God, but now have been shown mercy in spite of your disobedience. In the same way, these also are currently being disobedient, but just as mercy was shown to you, they also will obtain mercy. For God has closed up all in disobedience so that he might have mercy on all. Oh, the profound abundance of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How inscrutable are his judgments, and his ways are untraceable! For who has understood the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him so that it will be paid back to him again? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13, and Job chapter 41, verse 11. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory for all eternity. Amen. This is the end of Romans chapter 11. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.